turned down. Something for your mind, your body, and your soul.
Hello and welcome along. This, of course, the Glitterbox Radio Show. And as always, yes, you're with me, Melvo Baptiste. I hope today finds you well. I hope you're ready and set for another session of incredible music. Now, as always, before we go anywhere, paying homage to last week's guest, that being Mr. Greg Wilson. As I said, simply disco royalty. And so many of you guys getting in contact via Twitter, enjoying that session. That show's still available, SoundCloud, Mixcloud, and also on iTunes. And for us, this is such a special show. This coming Friday marks the end of our 16-week residency at Club High Ibiza, and what a summer it has been. We thought it only right today that our special guest be label boss at Defected and Glitterbox, Mr. Simon Dunmore. Simon selected four records to tell us about today, and I know so many of you guys eagerly anticipating and waiting to find out what four records he's gone with. We'll be in conversation a bit later on today. Aside from that, I've got a brand new remix of Barbara Tucker, I Get Lifted. I was sent this in the week and I can't stop playing it. We've got some new music from King Come The Way, and we also lift a couple of records from the forthcoming Disco Revenge Glitterbox compilation, drops this Friday. Before we do any of that, we start here. French producer Folamore, he's got an album on the way, it's called You and Me. A couple of weeks back playing you Devoted To You, and today kicking off with a brand new track. Here's Ivory, welcome along.
I'm gonna jump in.
Always, always love this record. Sandy B and a track called Feel Like Singing. Today playing you the Def Club mix of that. And that, one of just many incredible records available on our forthcoming compilation. It's finally here and drops this coming Friday. It's called A Disco's Revenge. And as always, a nice little eclectic range of music on there. Some great stuff from the past, from the likes of Chic, but also plenty of brand new music from the likes of Bui Bui, Crazy P and Aeroplane as well. Do go and check that one out. Just before this, playing your record that rarely leaves my record box, Michelle Chiaverini, and Let Me See You Clap Your Hands, sounding so good on our radios today. Now right, the moment is almost here when we hear from Mr. Simon Dunmore. Before we do that, gonna play you something forthcoming on Razor and Tape. Here's Cody Curry and Make Love.
Glitter box. Thank you.
So I'm always telling you guys to go and check out Brooklyn label Razor and Tape. So many solid releases, and we've supported so many of their records over the last 6 months or so on this very show. Today playing you a forthcoming release from Cody Curry and a track called Make Love, supporting some new artists. Right, this is now the time of the show where we jump into conversation with our very special guest. And at the top of the show, I did mention, it's a very special week for us. It marks the end of a 16-week residency at Club High Ibiza. So we thought it only right we welcome the man behind the operation, head honcho, label boss at Defected and Glitterbox Recordings, Mr. Simon Dunmore. Now, to be honest, if we asked Simon to pick his favourite 50 records, it would have been a challenge for him. So three wouldn't really do it. We thought we'd help out and offer him four records. Simon, if we're going to jump straight to it, the very first record you're going to tell us about, the original mix, Storm Queen, and Look Right Through.
It means a number of things. It's really hard to put it into words. First off, it's just an amazing record. The original record came in on vinyl, and we played it in the office, and we loved the record so much. And it was produced by Norman Geist, who's associated with Metro Area. So we played it several times, and we were kind of kicked it around for a few months. Should we phone him up? We love this record, you know. We don't know what it means. It's just a great record. And we knew he wasn't going to be easy. I think that kind of was our reluctance to maybe call him and just say, we love this record, but we actually don't know whether it's going to do well, whether it's just us being indulgent, whether people would share our views on it and it would go on to do well. So anyway, after a couple of months of just of sitting on the fence about it, and I don't know why we did, but we just did, we finally mustered up enough courage to get on the phone and or send him an email and say, look, we love your record and we'd love to put it out. And you know, after a while he agreed, and we wanted to do certain mixes. I think that was a difficult part of him getting his head around. So Dimitri from Paris did a mix, Jamie Jones did a mix, and MK was on the up and up, and we asked him to do a mix. Record came out, didn't really do much, and we kind of it was a great record to be associated with. Anyway, as the story goes, MK did a third dub, started playing it out, world went crazy, and it eventually became a number one record, and you know, a record that you know, helped define Defected, you know, in the new era where it was at the back end of EDM and house music was becoming popular again. And it was great for Defected to have a record like that, to be associated with a record like that. But the real story about this record is not the fact that it was a number one record. The real story was that it was just a great record that we loved, that just happened to become popular. And for me, even though we had the number one record, the best version is the original version. The one with the song, that kind of marriage between electro, house music, and soul music. And it's just magical.
I'm quite sure that you never knew all the pain that I've been through. Even this morning, looked outside my door for your letter on the floor. 7 long years of moving through the streets, letting people in, but they don't talk to me, they look right through.
Just like you, baby.
It's actually so nice to be reminded how good the original of that record is. Of course, the MK remix absolutely taking off. You're listening to the Glitterbox Radio Show right now with me, Melvo Baptiste, and in conversation with Simon Dunmore. Right, Simon, the second track you're going to get into, the second one you've selected, Norma Jane Bell, and I'm the Baddest Bitch.
Yeah, the thing about house music is its ability to be able to take from other genres of music and really kind of like morph all of the ingredients together to come up with something special. So what do I hear in Norma Jean Bell's I'm the Baddest Bitch? I hear the depth and grain and dirtiness and rawness of a Moody Man production. It's just house music as it at its purest. I hear jazz. I just use the xylophone and the musicianship within that record. I hear jazz. I hear soul. The vocals, the delivery of that record just has pure soul. And I hear attitude. I mean, for a girl to say, you know, that man's coming home with me tonight because I'm the baddest bitch in this room. It's just something. It's just attitude, you know. So all of those things combining together in you know 7 or 8 minutes of music is just what I love about house music. And that record, I don't know how old that record is. Maybe 12, 15 years old, but it still sounds great when you hear it.
This one's sounding good today. You can hear the smile in my voice as I even mention it. Norma Jane Bell, I'm the Baddest Bitch, sounding so good today. Right, Simon, two tracks down. The third track, you're going to take the tempo right down. You've selected Starview and Body Fusion.
Yeah, it was a massive record on the modern soul scene in the mid-80s. And you know, it was a scene that I got involved with. I remember one Monday evening, I think I've got this right, one Monday evening I was listening to Solar Radio. Bob Jones was on and I used to listen to his show, and he interviewed a guy called Mike Sefton, who was an A&R at A&M Records, which is a company that I eventually worked for. And he played a few records. I think he played a record by Garfield Fleming called Please Don't Take Me Away, and he played Bobby Womack, How Could You Break My Heart. And these records, they hit me like a lightning strike, and I was just like, wow. These records are incredible, so well produced, so much emotion, the lyrics were incredible. You know, Bobby Womack's voice was just grabbed you by the guts and just... those records changed my life, actually, and I started to collect modern soul, and from being a collector, I then started to DJ on the scene. Starview Body Fusion was just such... The impact of the strings from the very beginning of the record, the moment you played that record, the moment you started that record, you just get euphoria in the club. Everybody loved the record. People were singing it at the top of their voices, and it's a record that I must have listened to, you know, several hundred times, maybe a thousand times, and I still love it. Well produced, anthemic, feel good, punch the air soul record.
Hey baby, it's been a long, long time. We need to unwind. Hey baby, my every thought's on you. Here's what I'd like to do. I wanna kiss you till I feel your body melt. I wanna touch you until you tell me how good it felt. I wanna love you, baby, until the hunger turns to greed. I wanna be there, baby, until I satisfy your needs.
I like what you're doing, give it to me. It's how she knows you're doing, give it to me.
Feels so good.
Slow down, baby, I'm feeling kind of weak. because I don't want to waste all the chemistry.
I want you to
slow down, slow, slow down,
slow down, baby. I'm feeling kind of weak, girl.
Kind of weak.
Slow down, slow down. I'm feeling kind of weak now.
Kind of weak.
Slow down, baby.
Slow down, baby.
Okay, okay. The selection's been strong today. Firstly, picking Storm Queen, Look Right Through, then jumping into Norma Jane Bell, I'm the Baddest Bitch, and of course Starview and Body Fusion. Simon, that's three down. The final track you're going to tell us about on today's show, Cece Rogers and Someday.
Cece Rogers, I mentioned earlier I was a DJ on the soul scene, and that scene is all about, you know, collectability and records that are a little bit obscure and really knowing your onions as far as you know, producers, vocalists, labels, collectible labels, etc. But after a few years, I felt the need for something new and something a little bit fresh, and I heard Cece Rogers Someday, and I was just like, wow. If that record was a rare record, if that record was an obscure label, DJs in the scene would be paying £500 for this record, and it would be a sought-after record. It just was a new record. It was just on a major label, and you could just go into a shop and you could buy the record. So that meant it wasn't cool on that scene. Didn't mean that it wasn't a good record. It just meant it wouldn't be accepted because it wasn't obscure. So I just thought, you know, that record's a great record. I just thought, fuck it, I'm playing at Southport, I'm playing in the Soul Room, and this record deserves to get played. And so I did, I played it. And I just got a terrible reaction. I got booed off. I got abuse, actually. I was a journalist at Blues and Soul at the time, and I got abuse, mail through the post saying, what are you doing playing records like this? You know, I said to the people, look, if you guys don't accept records like this, what you're going to do is you're going to end up paying, you know, 40, 50, 70, 100 pounds for these records in 15 years' time, when you could buy them now. You could buy them now for £3 or £5 if they're an import. And that's exactly what happened. So it made me make a decision, this record. It made me choose between, do I want to be stuck in a scene that really isn't progressing anywhere and is all about rare records and collectability and records being obscure, or do I want to be part of a scene which has probably a bigger future, that is progressive, that supports new artists, supports artists when they make a record there and then. And I chose that was the scene that I wanted to be involved with. So I still have a love for modern soul. I still have all the records that I collected back in the day. But I also have an appreciation for records that are made by artists now. And those people that make those records need the support of people like myself or DJs or people that are on the radio or journalists as and when they make the record. And it just proved to be a great decision, because here I am now, you know, working with Defected Records and being a part of a night like Glitterbox, which acknowledges music from the past but also appreciates music that's made now.
The world is cold, the times are bad. Every time I think about it, it makes me sad.
such an incredible selection. Sending an absolutely massive shout to Simon Dunmore today, finishing up on a Glitterbox classic, CeCe Rogers and Someday. Right, so I've spoken so much about it, and if you do want to catch Simon playing live and go and thank him for his selection today, you can catch him this coming Friday at our closing party at High Ibiza. On the night, we welcome Louis Vega, Dimitri from Paris, Roger Sanchez, Session Victim, a live PA from Barbara Tucker, and also Melon Bomb. That party is going to be huge. Right, as we keep the music flowing, I was sent this record in the week and had to play it pretty much immediately. Got to send a big shout to Henry Greenwood for sending this over. And this one, his communion mix of Barbara Tucker and I Get Lifted. This is so, so big.
What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time. You're listening to the sounds of Glitterbox.
I'll try my point of view. All of of her friends have tried it too. So church lady, sing her that song. Sing her that song.
Thank you very much, Kink. Brand new music coming from him, a track called Perf, sounded so good today. I'll definitely be playing this one out on the weekend. And just before this, playing you a classic from Dennis Ferrer, you all know the record, Church Lady. And on that note, got to send a massive shout out to Dennis. He of course played for us at Defected Croatia 2017, always on top form. And if you were part of that festival, even if you were not part of that festival, please do head over to our Facebook page now and catch the after movie. It's just been released and kind of rounds up what was just an incredible week. Can't wait for Defected 2018. Right, we've got a couple of more tracks to play you. Wanted to squeeze this one in today. Terence Parker and Your Love. Once again, Terence Parker and Your Love, famously sampling First Choice and Dr. Love. And of course, got to send a massive shout to Jamie Newell on that one. And that, guys, takes us about to the end of another session. Thank you so much for everyone who got involved today. Equally, a massive shout to Mr. Simon Dunmore for being our guest. As always, I urge you to subscribe to Defected iTunes, follow us on SoundCloud and Mixcloud, keep up to date with all the latest news from the world of Glitterbox, and as always, it's time to leave you on one more record. Another track lifted from the forthcoming compilation, Disco's Avenge, dropping this Friday. Here's the Pointer Sisters with Dare Me. I'll see you guys next week. We'll be right back.